Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. And this is your host, Good Golly Miss Holly, where we are all about being Southern, sassy, and psychic. And I hope that everyone can hear me. Welcome if you are visiting us on YouTube or Facebook. Welcome to our show. You can call me to get a reading from me at 516-587-1921. That number again is 516-387-1921. We're not taking comments on YouTube Live and Facebook. We are taking them through Blog Talk. So I hope that everybody enjoys this, and I hope everybody can hear us. So let's go ahead and get started. Thank you all. Today is All Saints Day, day after Halloween. I hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful Halloween last night. I know I did. So let's go ahead and get started with our first caller. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hi, Miss Holly. My name is Lisa. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing, sweet pea?
Oh, thank you, beautiful lady. Thank you for I have a question for you, please.
Sure.
So I'm thinking about getting in a new place to live. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to rent a home, or I don't like apartments. But I'm kind of thinking about where I used to live before, not close, but maybe half a mile. Would you advise me if I'm able to go? How long do you see that, or do you see me staying? What is my living situation? Thank you.
Okay. Well, I see you moving, but I don't see you moving until the end of this year or the beginning of next year. So you need to hang on tight for a little while longer. Okay. And then it will come out then. All right. And things will be better for you then. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Hello? You still there?
Miss Holly, real quickly, I'm trying to get another part-time job. And I'm going to be applying this week. Gazito's income, I'm worried. Do you think I'm going to be able to find another job pretty soon?
I do see you finding another job in December. It's going to be a part-time job, but yes, it will help you pay some of the bills. Okay? And do you know what you need to do in order to make that happen faster? Lisa, you still there, sweet pea?
No, please tell me, please.
Oh, sure. Put a bay leaf in your wallet and burn a green candle. Bay is B-A-Y, leaf. Okay?
I do have bay leaf. I do have a green, I like it in the soup, and I do have a green candle. I'm going to do it within the next hour. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome so much, sweet pea. God bless. Talk to you later. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Thanks. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Oh, I'm glad that she got a bay leaf. That's wonderful. For you, those of y'all who don't know, bay leaves have been used for centuries to attract money. And if you want to attract money, bay leaf in your wallet will help you do so. So it's just a little old world magic there. It works very, very well. So let's see who else is on the air with us today. Okay. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hello. Good evening, Miss Holly. My name is Ranelle. I talked to you recently. I'm okay off and on. Still dealing with the loss of my boyfriend who had passed earlier this year. I miss him. But I think he wanted me to move on. But I think he said he was gonna meet me on the other side whenever my time comes. and I don't know if he's still around me or anything. But do you see him still around me?
I do, my darling. I do see him still around you, and he wants you to move on and to go and do, because you're not going and doing things. He wants you to get out because you like to get out and go and do, and you haven't been doing that.
But it was because of my illnesses that I've been dealing with. But I will try to get out sometimes.
Even if you just get outside a little bit more,
uh-huh.
that will help.
Uh-huh.
That will help a lot.
Okay. He's not giving up on me though, right?
No, sweetheart. He's never going to give up on you. No. Don't ever think that. He loves you to bits, but he also wants you to know that it's not your time yet, and you need to be okay with that. All right? You have things to do and people to teach. You're not done here. The Lord has more work for you. Okay?
Okay.
I know it doesn't seem like that, and I know your heart is hurting a whole lot, and I'm so sorry for that. But please, please, please remember that he does love you. He's with you. He holds your hand all the time. You know that tickling feeling that you feel in your hand? From time to time?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's him holding your hand. So even though his body is gone, he's still with you, sweet pea. He's still with you. Okay?
Okay. Can I ask you, when is your classes on Facebook?
My classes on Facebook are going to start in 2 weeks. And the first one is going to be about connecting with our own, with the divine. So it's going to be opening ourselves up to allowing that divine energy to come into us and bless us. And in turn, eventually, we will be able to help other people with that. So be on the lookout for that. I'll be putting up something probably tomorrow on the Good Golly Miss Holly page on Facebook about when that's going to start. So thank you for reminding me, because it's been a crazy couple of days. But I'm going to get that up, because I definitely want you in my class, because you're very, very talented. And I can't wait to see where this goes with you.
Well, I guess I'm about to be shocked.
No, you're not going to be shocked at all. You're going to be amazing is what you are, because you have the biggest heart. And you already know that you're connected, that we're all connected to each other, but we're also connected to God. And a lot of people don't know that, sweet pea. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay,
yeah.
So that's interesting.
Okay. You do know that. Miss Holly knows. I'm telling you.
Well, I believe that. I really believe that.
Good.
Okay, can I ask you one more quick question, please?
Sure. One more. Go right in there.
Okay, I want to move, and my oldest son said that he will help me with the cost. But do you happen to know when, you know, if he's going to find a place for me and pay for everything, and maybe if you might know when?
I know that he's looking now, but you need to go with him if you don't want to end up living somewhere that you don't want to. Okay? So that is a project that you two need to do together.
Well, he would have to come a long way to get me.
Well, that's okay. You can do it over the internet. I don't know if you're on Facebook right now, but I'm on Facebook right now. Okay? You can do this over the internet. Y'all can talk to each other over the internet. And you need to be a part of the process. It'll be good for you.
Right.
And it'll be good for him.
Right.
All about bonding. Okay? All about Bonnie.
Right. And,
okay.
And I appreciate you answering my questions for me. And I look forward to the class.
Anytime. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. God bless. And be on the lookout for that stuff tomorrow, okay? Have a good evening, baby.
I sure will.
All right. Bye,
you
sugar
too.
Pie. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. We've got to realize, y'all, that everybody, you know, just because someone passes away does not mean that they're not with us anymore. That just means that they are in spirit form and not in bodily form. But as long as we have a heart for them, they're still there with us, okay? So everybody, please, please remember that. All righty, let me see who's next on our list. My goodness, I got a lot of people to talk to tonight. Thank y'all so much for calling. I just love y'all. All right, so who's next on our list? You're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly. How are you doing, Benita, tonight?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Great. What can I do for you this evening?
Whatever's good that's coming up this month for me, either finances, long-term relationship, or have a lot of things going on, and a lot of mishaps this weekend, too.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I really, really am. But let me tell you, this weekend was a kind of a mess for everybody, myself included. So Halloween is usually my favorite holiday, but it wasn't this time, okay? So, but it's over, and now things are gonna get a little interesting this next week with this election. No matter who you're voting for, it's just gonna be interesting. So let's just all try and keep a cool head about that, okay? And then also, the other thing that I want to let you know is that I see some finances getting better for you towards the end of this month and into the beginning of December. Okay, so be on the lookout for that as well. And I'm tell you what I'm going to do with you while I've got you on the phone. I'm going to pull a card for you. I have a deck that I really like that I'm using today, and it's called this deck. I'm sorry, y'all, I'm using a new camera, and it's the Wisdom of the Hilton Rems deck. And we're going to pull a card for you. And let's see what it says. All righty, I'll do that right now, and I'll put it in the camera. And also, I will put it, I'll read it out loud to you. Okay, so the card that we pulled is the Dragon's Duel, Inner Conflict, Morality, Conscious Choice. So you have, this is what the card looks like, okay? So this card is, you've got a lot of inner turmoil going on. That does not take a psychic. You already told me that earlier, okay? So know that that's going to resolve itself. Okay, but be very, very conscientious about the choices that you make, because you're coming up on a crossroads, and this is going to determine what goes on with you for the next 18 months. So make sure that you make wise decisions.
Okay, cool.
All right. Okay, is there anything else that I can do for you today?
That's it. I just had a quick question. You said, like, the finances. Is it what I know about or something different?
It's something different.
Okay,
it's
cool.
An opportunity that's coming your way.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Cool. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. You have a good one. Bye-bye. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye. You too.
Thanks for calling in, y'all. This is so much fun. I'm so glad I get to talk to everybody. Now, remember, starting tomorrow, Miss Holly's also going to be on My Psychic Connection with Journey Ryan, and that is going to be at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, which means Miss Holly's going to have on makeup at 10 o'clock at night, so I may be a little sleepy tomorrow, but we'll get used to it. And then my show, Good Golly, Miss Holly, Sassy Southern and Psychic, is going to be on at this time each week, Sunday night, 8 o'clock, so we can celebrate together and talk with each other, okay? So you've got plenty of opportunities to talk with me, and I can't wait to talk with all of y'all. All righty, so let's go ahead and let's see who our next caller is. Okay. Oh, goodness, I didn't click it right. Well, there we go. You're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly. How are you doing today?
Hi, Miss Holly. This is Lisa calling you. Hi,
hey,
how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you, darling?
Well, I'm so happy to get in. I didn't get into your show, but thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad you got into.
Very glad. Do you see me, excuse me, relocating anytime soon?
I do.
You know, you do? Okay.
Yeah. Not this year.
Not this year. Okay. I don't have anything in concrete. You know, I don't have anything. I'm just trying to work things out to get things lined up, but I don't have anything in concrete. Still a lot like on the drawing board kind of thing.
Yeah. Lots and lots of moving parts. But the minute that you came on the phone, the first thing I heard was March.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So I'm saying March.
Okay.
It's going to be a good move. Going to be a little crazy. You're going to lose your temper a little bit, but that's okay. But it's going to be a good move. Good for you emotionally and also financially. Okay?
Oh, wow. Oh, that's great news. So
I'm so glad.
You don't see any repercussions after my move? Like,
no.
Okay.
I would tell you, I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but I would tell you real quick if I did. But this is going to be it is not going to be a smooth move, though. Just so you know, there are going to be some obstacles that come up, but it's nothing that you can't overcome. But it is going to, try your temper a little bit. So be really aware of that. But other than that, it's going to be awesome. Awesome.
Oh, great. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That is
I'm
good
so
news.
Glad.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Absolutely. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Well, right now, I'm in the middle. That's why I'm looking at moving. Mm-hmm. I'm in the middle of complete chaos inside my house and my personal relationship. And do you see any of that leveling off, or is that just going to continue to be haywire?
It's really intense right now. Okay, it's really intense. You've got a lot of negative electric energy in that, and where you are right now. Okay.
Yeah.
I can tell you how to abate some of that until you move. There's some physical things that you can do. I don't know if you, and if this is going to sound really crazy, but you know, I'm going to tell you anyway. Number one, vacuum your house. Vacuum it, and what I want you to do is visualize the vacuum sucking up all those negative feelings, all that negative energy, all that, you know, icky feely stuff that you've got going on. Okay. And then the minute that you're finished, okay, take it outside and empty it. Don't let it sit back in the house. Okay. That's the first thing. Okay. The second thing is, do you have any little young children or anything that can get into like little bowls of salt?
No.
Okay. So get yourself a couple of cute little bowls of salt. This is a great time to do that because we've got the little, you know, I don't know if you have a dollar store or whatever, but, you know, get something seasonal, little leaf, little Christmas ornament, something or another, and buy yourself some Himalayan pink salt and put it by your entrances to your home. That stops more negative stuff coming in. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. The other thing that you can do, and I don't know what scent you like, so I'm going to give you a choice. Lavender, lemon, grapefruit, or orange. Sage, I think, is going to be a too heavy medicinal scent for you. Get some type of, I really like Mrs. Meyer's scents. I don't know if you know what they are, but you know, they're like cleaning products. and they come in a boatload of different scents. Get a scent that of one of those flavors, and clean your countertops and that type of stuff. Okay, because that helps release the tension. And the other thing that you need to do, and which I have been very remiss in doing myself, dust.
Okay.
Dust, because that gets rid of the negativity too. Okay.
Okay.
It's not going to get rid of all of it, but it's going to take the edge off to where it is manageable.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And the other thing to take the edge off of your personal situation is burn a pink candle and wear rose scent, because that helps everybody relax a little bit. Okay?
Okay. I just wanted to tell you before we hang up, as girl, I was a military brat, and I think my mother, well, she couldn't boil water when she married my father and had all his kids, and he taught her how to cook from being in the military.
Right.
But we always had bay leaves in our cabinet for cooking, and she always used it. So every time you mention bay leaves, and I have to, I remind myself I have to get those bay leaves. In fact, I was making some a pot of soup, and I was thinking I need to, and I forgot it at the store, so I have to get it. But we always use bay leaves, and we've been nowhere down south. So I'm wondering if bay leaf is more.
It's not a southern thing.
Okay.
It is not a southern thing. It is that belief and that tradition goes back about 800 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay. And it's in the Celtic tradition, the Gypsy tradition.
Oh.
My people are, we're German Gypsy Jews. Okay. My forefathers.
Okay.
And so basically they ran around Europe for 600 years and, you know, doctored up people and told fortunes. So that's where we get it from, but it is in a lot of different cultures, and it brings good health and wealth. That and green candle.
I'm going to carry it. Yeah, and I'm going to carry it in my wallet for sure.
Oh, absolutely. It's the best. It's the best. And you also need a small hematite and a malachite. They're two different stones.
Okay.
Okay. Malachite's for money, and hematite is for protection and moving forward.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling in. I'm glad I got to talk to you.
Well, thank you for being there. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate it. I've only been doing this since September. So, and this is my first time coordinating everything with YouTube and Facebook and not blowing up a computer. So I'm really proud of myself. with my 56-year-old self. But anyway, thank
you very
much. And be on the lookout for my classes. You can go to Facebook, Good Golly Miss Holly. We have a page there. And I'm going to be announcing classes that'll start in a couple weeks. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye. God bless.
Oh, that was so much fun. Y'all are so much fun. I just adore y'all. Okay. Let's see who's next. I'm sorry everybody's having to wait because I run my mouth so much. Okay. Where's my caller? You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hello. This is Joy.
Hey, Joy. How are you, sweet pea?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How can I help you today?
I just wanted to ask if I could get any messages from Spirit.
Spirit? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Anything in particular that you have a question about?
No.
Okay. That's not a problem at all. Joy? Okay. Well, first of all, you've been holding out on me because you're quite talented with spiritual gifts.
I have no idea what they are exactly.
Yeah, you do. You're just, don't trust them all that much.
Right. No, you're right.
But you're very, very talented. You are very, very good at being able to know that something's not right with somebody, because, and you don't even have to look at them. It, you get a feeling in your tummy
mm-hmm.
when you know something's right, not right. Is that correct?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. All right. And also, you hear things from time to time, not very often, but you do hear mm-hmm. that you may need to go and speak with somebody, or sometimes it's just a hug. And I know with the COVID thing, that's a big no-no, but you have that connection. It's really interesting. You have that connection that you know, you can tell the difference from when spirit is talking to you and when your ego is talking to you. So, no, there's no thinking about it, sweet pea. I can see it. Now, I know that it's confusing at times and scary and that type of thing, and you are just starting out your journey, and that is okay. All right? But the one thing I want you to know is that eventually you're going to be speaking in front of lots of people.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Because your voice needs to be heard, because you have a very unique perspective on it, because you don't judge everybody.
Right.
You're not one of these people who runs around and starts quoting verses from the Bible and telling everybody what they need to be. Because a lot of times in this, I don't want to call it a profession, but it's because it's not. It's a vocation. And you either have it or you don't, and you do. But a lot of people don't need to be told, you know, what to do. People need to be told
right.
what they are capable of and encouraged to do what they're capable of doing.
Okay.
No, they don't need to be told what to do. And you instinctively know that. Okay? And it's a great gift that you've got. It's an amazing gift that you've got. And I can't imagine, I'm just honored that you actually called, to be honest with you, because I'm getting a little teary-eyed here. Because
is this why I feel kind of stuck? Like, I'm kind of looking for the purpose. Instead of just, like, trying to find any old thing. Like, I could go fill out applications, but I feel like I'm supposed to do something. Like, there's a reason why I'm stuck.
Okay. So, I'm going to be frank with you, okay?
Okay.
A lot of us look for our big purpose in life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guilty of it. We're all guilty of it. But here's what I have learned over the 30 years that I've done this, and here's what I hope that you learn too. The big purpose is that we need to be present for the little events that happen every single day.
Mm.
Okay? So okay. instead of I'm supposed to have this big job and, you know, be this, you know,
right.
who you it's one person at a time. It's that 30-second interaction with somebody. It's looking somebody in the eye and saying, you know what? God loves you just where you are. Now, he may not want you to stay like this, but he's right here with you. And let me show you what you're capable of doing. That is the big purpose. It's you know, it's not angels coming down from heaven and going, oh, you know, all that mess, okay? It's those little tiny interactions that we have with each other. And that's what makes the difference. That is our calling. And when we do that and we stop waiting for the big moment to come, there will be lots and lots of big moments. And you know what? They'll be amazing. But they'll be just as amazing as the little moments.
Okay.
I know that that's crazy to you, but I promise you, my biggest accomplishments in life are talking with people one-on-one. Because that's where you feel the spirit the most. That's where you feel God taking your hand and saying, okay, here we are, the three of us. And that's what it's all about, is just the three of us. You, whomever you need to, whomever is in front of you, and God. And that's what the job's about. Okay?
I think I'm interested in your classes, because I would like to know more and do more with this thing. Kind of get the ball rolling.
We're going to talk about that a whole lot. So the classes will be, I'm going to put it up tomorrow, so... Thank you, Vernell, for reminding me, because I had totally forgotten, because I got a lot going on. But yes, we're going to start doing classes, and this is what we're going to talk about. I take, you know, people think that the woo-woo stuff, you know, ooh, it's supernatural, ooh, it's this, ooh, it's that. I do not believe in the supernatural. I'm probably the only psychic on the planet that's going to tell you that, okay? Because God gave us these gifts. This is part of our spiritual DNA, gang. Okay? So there is nothing outside of nature. Nothing. The only difference between me and someone else that feels like, oh, I'm not connected to anything, is that occasionally, not very often, I will admit, I will shut my mouth and listen to what Spirit has to tell me. That's the difference. There's nothing supernatural, woo-woo about it. It's about shutting up and listening, and then opening my big mouth and saying what I'm hearing. That's it. So people will say that I have a gift for the prophetic. Some other people aren't comfortable with that term, so they say I'm psychic. I am me.
Mm-hmm.
And you are just like me. And you know it. So own it.
I will, and I can't wait to learn how to do it right.
It ain't hard, honey, let me tell you. If I can do it, almost anybody can, okay? But all it is it's about faith. All this, everything that I do is about faith. I know that Spirit, Spirit, I don't want to say Spirit and I are BFFs, but I have come to depend upon Spirit enormously in my life because, well, I'm certainly not perfect, especially when it comes to eating cupcakes, but that's a whole different other matter. So, but Spirit is a real thing, guys. God is real. Jesus is real. Spirit is real. It is not some made-up thing that is for somebody else. It is for you. We are all God's children. I don't care what color you are, who you vote for in the election, what your sexual orientation is. I don't give a flip about anything like that. God created you. God put you on this earth. You are one of God's children, period. End of conversation. And God wants us all to come home, and God is here to help us. Okay? Now I'm going to get off my soapbox because I know you don't expect all that. I'll stop yelling at you.
But I'm happy to hear it. That's what I came for.
But that's the job.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome to the Good Golly Miss Holly gang, because you're part of the tribe. You're welcome. I can't wait to see your class. It's going to be so much fun.
I got a job.
So,
thank you.
You're all right. God bless. Okay. You have a good one. Bye-bye. Okay, y'all. So I'm getting some comments in my StreamYard thing. And so I want y'all to know we are not doing comment readings. We are doing call-in readings. So if you want to speak with me on the air, all you have to do is call 516-387-1921. Okay? I do not do legal readings, pregnancy readings, and health readings. Okay? So that's the rules for this evening. And let me go ahead and get on with my next person who's been waiting a very long time to talk with me. All righty. Hi, you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you? Hello? You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. Are you there, sweetheart? Hello? Okay, so we're going to go on to the next person. Let's see. Okay, so let's see who else we have waiting for us this evening. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Oh, hello. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, I'm sorry you had to wait so long. It's a big night. How can I help you this evening, sweetie?
Yes, well, I would like to know from Spirit or maybe my partner who passed away last year.
Mm-hmm.
Do they know what happened to the little green bottle that I lost last night? And maybe more importantly, what is going on with my distiller? I almost feel like I've been cursed and this apartment's been cursed because every time I turn around, there's a new problem. And the distiller in particular has been going on for months and communicating with the company. And they say, oh, you need a new this. And then I have to order it. And they send it to me in instructions. And it's really intense, you know, to do. And I do it. And then it works for a while. And then something else. And then, you know, it's been like back and forth. And I was trying to do it again tonight. And a part broke. And I can't even find the pieces of it. I don't know what is going on. It's, you know, maybe it's not meaningful at all, or if there is a meaning in it that, you know, Spirit has for me.
So, the green bottle, they're telling me that it's somewhere in the kitchen. So I don't, okay, that's all I'm saying about that. They show me a kitchen, that's it. So, as far as you're being cursed and things like that, there is negative energy in the apartment. However, curses, I'm going to be real honest with you right now. I don't believe in curses. Okay. And the reason that I don't believe in curses is because if you start believing in curses, they are a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I don't know if you've been listening to the show before up to this point, but I am going to give you some I'm going to give you some information that I gave someone earlier about that. As far as your distiller goes, that company that you're dealing with, you need to find a new company to deal with. That is a lost cause with that company. That's what Spirit's telling me. Because I keep hearing lost cause, move on, different company.
Well, I was hoping that after all this, they would, you know, ultimately give me a new one. Because I really don't have money for a new one. That's the issue.
I completely understand, but they're not going to do that.
Right.
They're not terribly honorable.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
is there
sorry
any guidance on this company? The field is very limited in the distiller area. Is there any guidance on what would be a better company?
They're not showing me anything, so I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and tell you that they are, because that's not what I do. They're not showing me any, but they are saying that there is a less expensive model out there, and it is a better fit for you. So I don't, to be honest with you, I don't know what a distiller is. So I'm
water
just
distiller.
A what?
It's a form of purifying water. Water distiller.
Water distiller. They're telling me that there's another one out there that is about what they're saying, 30% less expensive than the one that you have now, and it works much better and it's simpler to use.
Is it one from China? Could I ask that? Because I was told that, you know, I have a negative feeling about those. But I don't know of any others that are cheaper except the ones from China.
They are saying that it is not from the United States, so that couldn't possibly be, yeah. It's not from this country now.
Okay.
So that's what they're telling me about that. Okay. As far as getting rid of the negative stuff goes, vacuum your house really well. And then in your particular situation, you need to get a lemon-scented type of cleaning product and spray down your countertops. And that will get rid of that feeling that you have in the house.
Wow.
Okay.
That's interesting. Not too long ago, this woman offered me a free healing of opening up portals that need to be opened and closing portals that need to be closed, both within myself and within the apartment. I was wondering what your feeling about that is. Could that have invited some negativity in here to begin with?
I am not big on opening portals, especially if you don't know that person very well, because let me tell you, all right, that's nothing to fool around with. And people say that they know what they're doing in that realm. I've been doing this for a very long time, and to be honest with you, I can count on one hand the amount of people that I know could or at one time would have been able to do that. And two of them have transitioned on to the next life. So yeah, it's a very, very limited list, and you really need to know who you're dealing with. And because that's not anything to fool around with. Let's just put it this way. I would not do anything with opening portals.
Yeah.
And I'm considering
it was already done, and I thought it was a great gift she was giving me, but now I'm beginning to think about it, and maybe it caused more damage.
Well, I don't think if it did cause damage, it was not intentional, okay, because
right.
It did come
yeah.
from love, but unless you are very, very familiar with all of the ifs that go along with that, you don't go there.
Yeah.
You just don't do it. Okay?
Well, I already did. I had the experience. It was done for me as a gift. So is there any recommendation after the fact now?
Yeah, I would pour salt on my floors, vacuum it up, and then I would mop them really, really good. And then I would put salt in bowls at my doors. Because that should get rid of most of that, close most of that stuff up, and the salt at your doors will keep it from coming back.
Okay.
Okay.
Any special salt or just regular
Himalayan,
sea salt?
Any type of salt except iodized. So kosher salt,
right.
Himalayan salt, black sea salt, Celtic salt, whatever type of salt that is in natural form, okay. More than you can use, just not the iodized, not Morton's, you know, iodized table
right.
salt. Yeah. That's
yeah.
the only thing that you need to worry about. Okay.
And do you use a lot of it or just like a tablespoon in a bowl? Would that be enough?
I use little bowls, you know, the cutesy little bowls that you can get like at the dollar store. They're like, I don't know, they look like they'd be about 4 ounces. Half a cup or a quarter of a cup. You know, they're just tiny little cutesy little bowls, you know.
Okay.
Just put, you know, about an eighth of a cup in is all you need. You don't need a whole lot.
Okay. Good.
Okay?
Okay. Good. Thank you.
You're welcome so much.
Thank you
so much. Thank you for calling in. God bless.
God bless
you.
Thank you again.
Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, I do want to talk about portals and opening portals and doing that type of stuff. Guys, there is no need to do that. So let's just say no, okay? There's no need to do that. We do not know what's on the other side. I do not know what's on the other side. I know that spirit is wonderful and very, very strong. But please let's not go be doing and fooling with things that we have no control over. It is very, very hard to cover all the bases when you're dealing with that type of stuff. And that's not what we're about here. But thank you for the question. I really appreciate you calling in. That was a very good lesson to learn. So, okay, so let's see who's next on the air. You're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly. How are you?
Hi, Miss Holly. I've been trying to get on for weeks. I was on earlier today, but I think I got knocked off.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart.
It's
that was
okay.
Probably me being dumb. I have yet to figure this blog talk thing out. So y'all just be patient with me. It's not that I don't love all y'all. It just means that, you know, I've pushed the wrong button again. Okay. What can I do for you, dearie?
Just had two specific things, just a move and career change and whatever you got from spirit for me in those areas.
Okay. Why am I hearing the word school with you? Are you looking to go back to school?
I keep contemplating again. If I want to, for which major, and I keep going, I don't know why I keep going back and forth. I just want to make sure that I pick something that I truly like.
You've already made that decision. Why are you worried about it now? You know what you want to do. You've known for a while.
What,
do I sound like
going back? Yeah, you do. I'm going between the medical field and the law school field.
Well, I can tell you right now, you're not going to like law. Okay.
Okay.
That's not where your heart is.
That's the one that I was picking. That's the one that I was going with was the law, and then I'm like, I started feeling like, oh, you think this is for you? So I'm like, okay, so what is it? Because I know medical school is so long, and I'm like older now, like I'm up in age, like I'm not in my 20s.
Oh gosh, you're ancient. Woo, you're ancient. Wow, we're getting up in our 20s. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I have shoes older than you, sweet pea. The medical field, of course. That's where your heart is.
So what do you actually see me doing? Like, is that the doctor thing?
I do see you caring for patients. Now, whether it's a doctor or not, they're not showing me that, so I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and tell you that they are. What I am telling you is I do see you in a white coat, and I do see you walking from room to room in a hospital dealing with patients, holding their hands, willing them down, talking with them, talking about test results. So it's either, you know, a nurse practitioner or a doctor or something like that. Because you have that gift, but you also have that desire. And that's a wonderful thing.
Because I had a vision of me in a, when I was doing the fast, I had a vision of me in a delivery room, delivering babies. And I never forgot that.
Wait a minute. So let me get this straight. So you call me, and Spirit has shown through delivering baby. Oh, I'm so going to get on my soapbox with you.
Okay. It's been 5 years ago when I had that vision, like three or four years ago, and I made several attempts. Like I went to school here where I'm at, and I wasn't able to start it because of I work, so it's just like it was kind of like difficult. So my job, they just threw a monkey wrench in my plans, and I just. So, no, and then
has
I was told.
Has ever occurred to you to go to the school that you're trying to work through and talk to them about getting some assistance with a new job?
It's something weird happened. It was just like this random monkey wrench where, like, it worked. I don't know what happened. It was just like. Ended up waiting too late. They owing a balance. It was really different. But I was just like, I put that on hold. And then I started to look toward law. I mean, I was like, well, maybe it's something else. So I started looking at entertainment law.
That's not where your heart is. Your heart is with the babies. Spirit's already shown you where you're supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be medical school. You may be a doula or a midwife.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Now, with the move, do you see me moving like down south, or do you see me just moving locally? If you even see me moving.
I don't see you move. I only see about 18 months out. Okay. I don't see you moving anytime soon. I don't see that. They're not showing me that, so I'm going to tell you. I see you eventually going south, eventually, but not right away. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But your angels are really wanting you to get back in school and bring those babies into this world, my dear, because you're needed.
Okay.
Really needed. Okay.
Okay. So. Is that with the career changes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, but I don't like science. I really don't like science. I do not like it.
You struggle with science. Don't say you don't like it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay to struggle with it a little bit. But here's the thing. Go with it from a different mindset. Go with it from the mindset that this is going to help me bring these little lives into the world and help women bring their children safely into the world.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an instrument I need to master.
Okay.
Okay. God, sometimes when we ask God for something, okay, God does not give us it on a silver platter. God gives us opportunities. So think of it this way. You asked for a package with purple wrapping paper with pink polka dots, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So God decided that he wanted to give you turquoise paper, a package with turquoise paper and purple polka dots. Are you going to open the package and take advantage of the gift? Or are you going to pitch a fit because it's in turquoise instead of purple?
Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
Okay. People do that. People do that. So it's not something that you particularly care for, but... go with an open mind, especially with physiology and biology and earth science and things like that. That's how the whole world works, baby. That's fascinating
okay.
stuff.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're definitely smart enough to learn it.
I'm supposed to be going on a trip in 2 days with this guy.
No.
How do you see that going?
No.
Is it why? I'm just, everything's paid for.
Well, number one, you don't trust him, and why would you go on a trip with someone you don't trust?
True. Is it just my, is that insecurity or is that a valid reason for not trusting?
It's a valid reason.
Okay.
Okay.
Should I just tell him it's, I don't want to go?
Yeah. Whatever.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question, okay, to bring this into reality for you, and I hope everybody is listening to me, okay? So if someone that you knew you couldn't trust, but they were very, very wealthy, and they pull up and they say, hey, come on, get in the car with me. I'm going to take you to dinner. Are you going to get in the car? Okay. You know why no? Because you don't know where you're going to end up. Now, I'm not saying that that's what the situation with this guy is, because it's not. However, ladies, I'm going to tell y'all something, and this is not going to be popular, and I so don't care. All right? When you get that feeling in your tummy or in your chest, and you've got the, oh, this person is not trustworthy, that is the Holy Spirit telling you, yoo-hoo, wake up, smell the coffee. Don't trust this person.
Yeah, I tell him this all the time, and he lives far away. He's like, oh, you have nothing to worry about. And I'm like, okay.
No.
All right.
Okay? That is God's way of protecting you. Okay?
Okay.
Are you going to tell God no?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't you go on that trip.
Okay, so I should cancel everything? I already booked certain things.
What is your gut telling you to do?
Well, I've been contemplating it, and I want to go because I have family out in California, and I was seeing them as well. And
honey, if you have family in California, go visit your family in California without this person.
Okay. Is there anything else about this person I should know?
Besides the fact that you should not go to California with them? I think that's
enough.
Well,
I mean, just... I mean, long term, because we've been talking since February.
Okay, I've got 90 seconds left, sweet pea. So the answer is
okay. Don't
go to California. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And get your butt back in school.
Okay.
All right. You have a good one,
right.
Sweet pea. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. Y'all, you're welcome, sweet pea. Good night. Y'all, I'm sorry I didn't get to everybody. Again, got 60 seconds left. Okay, so what I'm telling y'all is tomorrow night I will be on with my dear friend Journey Ryan, and we're going to be on My Psychic Connection, and that's going to be Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. And be on the lookout at Good Golly Miss Holly Facebook page for information about my classes, because it's going to be a fun time for everybody. All right. So anyway, I'm going to say good night now. Thank y'all so much. And I will talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.